Yo, this is the Mr. Chris MIE Motivational Podcast, episode number 4. Let's do this.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way.
Yo, what it is, what it is, what it is, what it is. You are now tuned into the Mr. Chris Motivational Podcast, the MIE Podcast, which stands for motivation. For the M, I is to inspire, and the E is to encourage. Because that's what this podcast is all about. Just to get y'all pumped throughout the day, just to get you hyped, and letting you know that you can do this, whatever this is. And the title of this podcast, it's called "They Tried to Intimidate Us." It's my jam right there. They tried to intimidate us. Who is they? They could be anything. Anything that tries to intimidate you or stop you from doing what you got to do to stay on top is they. That's what DJ Khaled calls them. They. Stay away from they. And that's the title of this podcast. They tried to intimidate us. So it's going to be a real quick one, but I just want to share a little story with you that inspired me. And it happened at another, this was actually another lesson that I learned from the Jump Dance Convention. But this was not during the convention while they were teaching. This was during the competition. So let me set up the scene for you. So during the competition, we had some different numbers that we brought to the stage, and it was going on. So the kids basically had to take class all day, and then at night they had to perform. The only thing was, on our performance team, we have some really, really little minis. I mean, the youngest one on the team is 5, right? So it goes from 5 all the way up to 18. So some really young minis and juniors, and because they're in there with the older kids, they have to go on together. So what happened was, when they did the schedule, after they take class all day, not only do they go on later in the evening, but the hip-hop number that they were doing, they went on last, right? So it was about 11:30, almost midnight, before they took the stage doing a production number that we have. But before that happened, the minis and the juniors have a dance by themselves called Bring 'Em Out, right? And they did. I want to say they did bring them out. They brought the house down, but it was still late, right? It was late in the evening. They were exhausted from classes all day, and they had to go on stage and deliver this outstanding performance. Now, right there off the bat, I was already worried because I was like, they're just so little. And I'm asking them to do something that, you know, I mean, it might be impossible. I mean, no 5-6-year-old is gonna be up at midnight ready to deliver a stage performance that's unbelievable. But I said, hey, if this is what they wanna do, if they wanna dance, if they wanna perform, this is what, you know, it's par for the course. It's what they're gonna have to do. So, my minis and juniors are getting ready to go on the stage. Now, the reason I say minis and juniors is because that group is mixed with 5 and 6 year olds, and then there's a few older girls in there, which brings them up an age division, right? There's some 12, 13, 14 year old girls in there as well. So instead of the majority of the group is minis though. So instead of the minis competing against other minis, because there's some teens in there, it brings the whole age group up. So they find themselves having to dance and compete against older groups because they're up in a higher category. So that was the case tonight. So not only did they have to perform late, but right before, so I take them backstage. I'm like, all right, you guys ready? You pumped? They're pumped. So right before they go on stage, here comes another studio with a whole group of teens. So the majority of them are 13, 14, maybe some 12-year-olds in there. And they're going right before our minis / juniors, right? And so all of you may not know this, some of you may know this, but in the dance world, one thing that happens is before you take the stage, the person in front of you can set the tone, and you can make a decision. You can either let what they do inspire you and get you pumped, get you hyped up, or they can scare the mess out of you, right? They can intimidate you because And it doesn't matter what style it is. You could be a hip-hop dancer, and a contemporary dancer can be on stage, and that contemporary dancer is so dope, is so good, it can just send fear all through you. Like, man, am I that good? Can I do that? Right? So that's one factor. But then this group comes up, and it's a hip-hop group. They are dressed to the T. They got boots on. They got hats on. And they get on that stage, and you're already looking up, right? Like, you're standing on the ground. The stage's elevated, and then to my little minis, this group looked like giants, and they got up there, and they knew that the minis was coming on next, so they gave it to them. They was on the stage, crumping, stomping, and I looked at the face of my minis, and they looked like they just saw a ghost. So not only was it late and they were tired, but they were looking up there like, oh my goodness, can you? They're so big, right? It's like dancing against all the older people in your dance company, which they have more experience. They have, they've been dancing longer, and they can go bigger and more full out, right? So they're looking, and I said, you know what? I got to give them something before they get on the stage. So I said, you know what? Stop looking. Come here. I gathered them around, put them in the huddle, and I said this. I said, listen, when y'all get on that stage, I don't want you to worry about what they're doing, how loud they're stomping, how big they're going. Do not let them intimidate you. Don't let them put fear in you, because you can dance just as good as they can. Now, did I believe this fully? I don't know. I don't know if I was fully convinced myself, because I'm going to be honest with you. I was looking at them and I was like, oh my goodness, what are we going to do now? Right? But the only thing I can depend on, now listen to me, this is for all my people out there, this is the part that inspired me. The only thing that I can depend on is that in rehearsal, we already went through this scenario. In rehearsal, I told them, matter of fact, not only did we rehearse it going full out, but I took them in the back. And I said, you know what? We're going to run wind sprints, because I want you to get so tired, so exhausted. And then I want you to come in here and I want you to dance like you've never danced before, being exhausted, right? So we practiced that. And all I could do is go back to the fact that you know what it feels like to be tired and exhausted, and you know what it feels like to push through that extra little extra X and bring it, right? And so I told him, I said, you remember when we was back there running? You remember when you came in, you brought it full out, and you did it. When you got done, you were breathing, you laid out on the floor, the AC wasn't pumping out cool enough, everybody was like, oh my goodness, it's so hot in here, right? I said, but you did it, and you know how it felt when you did that. I said, take that same thing when you get on that stage. Don't let them intimidate you. But matter of fact, now here's one thing that happens. Like when a group comes off, it's common courtesy to let the dancer exit the stage all the way down to the floor before you take the stage. But I said, you know what? We're not gonna go on common courtesy. It's late right now, right? And I don't want you to be rude, but here's what I want you to do. While they're still dancing, I want you to get and take the wings, right? So, because at this moment, we were down on the floor. We had to go up the steps first, then to get in the wings. I said, get in the wings now. Prepare yourself. And they start off this dance with a hoodie on, right? So put your hoodies on. Right? Don't let them intimidate you. Well, now, don't be rude. When they get done with their dance, they take their bow, let them walk past you. Now, normally, we always say, good job, dancers, good job. Really, we give them high fives. But this time, we're not going to say nothing negative. We're just not going to say nothing at all, because when your music starts, I want you to storm that stage. Almost like, I want you to let the audience know that what you seen right before was good, but I'm not even gonna give you a chance to relax in that, because I'm gonna give you better, right? And so they're in the wings, the other group gets done, and they brought the house down, I ain't gonna lie. They killed it, they smashed it, they were dope. Gotta give it up to them. But right when they got done, and they, soon as they cleared the curtain, the judge looked up and they seen that our kids was ready, they started the music right away. Them little minis took the stage, and when I tell you, they exploded the stage, and that they ran out. You know, the song goes like and they come out into a big V with their hands on their hood, and in the last eight count, they snatched the hood off like boom, 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 they stomped so loud on there, I thought the floor was about to break through. I went from Proud Papa to I couldn't believe the level they took it to. And that right there, that inspired me so much that I was like, you know what? When you are faced with adversity, when you are faced with an obstacle, you run towards that thing. Don't be afraid of it. Don't just look at that, oh my goodness, like they was looking up at it. But run toward that thing and take the stage. What is the stage? The stage of life, right? The stage of you following your dreams. The stage of you being awesome at what you do, right? Take that stage, pull your hoodie off back, and start dancing. And when they did that, I said, woo! And when it got done, all the parents was like, I've never seen them dance that hard and with that much energy the whole year. And I told them, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that was y'all's best performance ever. I've ever seen you do best performance ever. And one of the moms came up to one of our girls. She said, what got into you? What got into you? Why did you deliver that performance? You know what she said? It's the title of this podcast. She said, they tried to intimidate us. And this is one of my 7-8-year-olds. I'm like, do you even know what I'm saying when I say don't let them intimidate you? Well, I don't know. But I think the message came through. So it's the same message today. Don't let they. Who is they? Any negativeness, any negative friends, any obstacles, anything that tries to stop you from achieving your goals and your dream, don't let them intimidate you. And that's my word for the day. That's what this podcast is all about. Just constant encouragement. Well, it's what it's called. It's the MIE podcast. We're here to motivate, inspire, and encourage. Thank you so much for tuning in. Like I said, I'm not going to keep you long. I'm just, I get excited because some of this stuff, I think back on it. And when I'm faced with my day-to-day challenges, I think back at the little minis. They tried to intimidate us. We're not going to let that happen. Take the stage. It's your boy, Mr. Chris, and I'm up out of here. Have a blessed day. I'm out.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up, go up, go up, go up. Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up.